Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When Simon and Shana Taub decided to disagree and couldn't resolve their conflicts, a judge ordered a wall built right down the center of their three-story house, separating the angry couple from each other. I'm not sure whether the judge had heard the story about Solomon's decision to divide a child down the middle, thereby finding out which one of the women was actually the mother of the child or not. But I do know that when hearts are divided, those same walls divide the hearts of children as well. It's usually the small things, irritations, thoughtless acts, sloppiness, being less than truthful with each other, that escalate into the brick and mortar that eventually put invisible walls between us. The following are what I call the ABCs of wall-proofing your marriage. Grab paper and pencil and write them down, or go to our website at www.guidelines.org and print out what I'm about to say. A stands for appreciation. Saying thank you always is meaningful, but showing appreciation through acts of kindness, unexpected small gifts, cards, and yes, flowers, even though they die in a few days, is important. The opposite of appreciation is criticism, name-calling, belittling remarks, correcting each other about the length of the fish your husband caught, or how much weight your wife has gained. One of the little things, the one that really annoys husbands, is when a wife corrects his grammar when they're arguing. It's like twisting the knife after it's been buried to the hilt. John Gottman is a marriage counselor with years of experience. He says that the best single predictor of whether a couple is going to divorce is contempt, one step removed from criticism. B stands for blessing. The ones that you bestow upon your husband or your wife. I suppose you can bless someone you don't love, but if you really love someone, it is certain that you will bless them. So, what does that mean? For a moment, think how God blesses you. He withholds His judgment, He restrains Himself, He shows compassion and mercy, and then He generously touches your life with His grace, giving you what you don't deserve, can't afford to pay for, and would never have apart from His goodness. One of the greatest threats to a relationship is selfishness. I want mine now. But putting the other first is how you bless the one you chose to give your heart to and share your life. C stands for communication. The novelist Charles Dickens, whose marriage was less than ideal, wrote, "Never close your lips to whom you have opened your heart." Communication means you share your thoughts, your ideas, your likes and dislikes, your concerns with each other. Never, never sleep on disagreement. Should you stay up and talk all night and feel groggy the next day, it's better than letting the little foxes spoil the vines. D stands for discipline, not the kind that corrects the other, the self-discipline that is absolutely vital to keep from living far apart under one roof. Discipline what you say. Once you've said it, you can apologize, but the wound is still there. Learn to discipline what you do. This translates into picking up your socks, your junk in the study, clean up your own mess, take coffee to your wife, or carry the heavy box you see her struggling with. Finally, discipline what you think. Is that too much? Paul didn't think so. That's why he said we should concentrate on how we think.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.